Shabbat Shalom, everyone. Welcome to Ask, Seek, and Knock with our Shabbat teaching by Jackie Smith.
The sun is setting, the twilight's at hand. Me. This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. This is a cup, a new covenant, my blood, which was shed for all sin. Thank you. Then the Son of Man was betrayed that night. The Son of Man was betrayed that night. Our Passover lamb. Our Passover lamb.
Shabbat Shalom, folks. Welcome to Shabbat Study. We air this study every Saturday, Shabbat at noon. If you wish to join us in chat during the study, simply go to KMSR1700AM.com and click on the Shabbat Study page link in the menu. You will see the chat box there. The live radio link is also there as well for those wishing to join us in fellowship today. You can click on the Skype fellowship link at 2:30 p.m. Eastern Time and fellowship with us. Shabbat Shalom, and hope to see you there. Shabbat Shalom, brothers and sisters, and thank you for joining us with Ask, Seek, and Knock Shabbat Study. Let's open with prayer. Heavenly Father, Yahovah, our Elohim, in the name of Yeshua Messiah, we ask that you bless and guide this assembly in this study. We are humble before you and eager to learn your will and your instructions for our lives. Please, guide us through this study as we open our own hearts and minds to listen to you for your interpretation, not ours. Father Yahovah, you are our King, you are our Maker, and your grace and mercy abound for those that keep your will and desire. Yeshua, thank you so much for giving of your life so that through obedience we may find our way back to truth of Torah, which you taught us, and just as the Father taught us. Thank you for hearing the cry of your people here in captivity in Babylon, as we are awakened by your set-apart Spirit of truth. Please, never let your Spirit depart from this people that are doing their best to keep your commands, your statutes, your appointed times, and please bring to our remembrance all things that our Messiah, Yeshua, told us, just as you said you would when you imparted your Spirit, your set-apart Spirit, within each of us that you have awakened. We love you, and we have a strong desire to keep your will. Please, never lead us astray, but as we learn with your set-apart Spirit of truth, teaching us all things, please, let it be your will to guide us to even more truth. We pray and ask this in the precious name of Yeshua, our Messiah. Amen. As you may have noticed, the title of this study is Humbled Yet Again. And yes, I am humbled yet again. There is so much within the scriptures that we take for granted that we forget we must test every single word. Remember, our English translations of just about every version of the Bible, whether it be of the Masoretic text, ancient Eastern text, or even the Septuagint text, are all corrupted in some way, shape, or form. It is therefore our duty to test every single word we read within our scriptures. I was up late the other night and noticed that Steve Mutria from Torah Family had posted a new video. Well, I'm honest in saying I really enjoy Steve's studies, and I'm often humbled by his content as I am testing this humble man's studies almost as often as I listen to them, as I would hope he would do the same if he was listening to mine. The study I was listening to was called Torah 101, Passover, and Unleavened Bread, and I highly recommend that you watch it. Steve pointed out in this study that the word herbs, as we see it in Exodus 12:8 and Numbers 9:11, well, it's not even in our Bibles. As always, I am grateful to Torah Family for their diligent research, and yes, I did study it and did find out for myself that it is simply not in there. Anyway, without further delay, go ahead and get your highlighters and scriptures and notebooks, and let's get to it. Let's start by going through Passover, as it was written in Exodus 12. But before we do, I want to remind you, as I did in our last study, that it is impossible to keep the feast days of our Father, Yahovah, our Elohim, at this time, because our Elohim, Yahovah, and our High Priest Yeshua Messiah are not physically here with us today. Therefore, the command to meet at a place of Yahovah's choosing is not possible today, but will be reinstated upon the arrival of our Messiah, Yeshua, when Yeshua and our Father Yahovah return. All we can do at this time is practice and memorialize the feast days the best we can. Let's review the command in question in Deuteronomy 16:16. That's Deuteronomy 16, verse 16. 3 times a year, all your males appear before Yahovah, your Elohim, in the place which He chooses, a festival of Matzah, and the festival of Shavuot, and the festival of Sukkot. And none should appear before Yahovah empty-handed. Again, that's Deuteronomy 16:16. As we have noted on many occasions in previous studies, it is impossible to keep the feast days as commanded because our Heavenly Father and our High Priest, Yeshua Messiah, are not here at this present time. Does this mean we hang it up and not practice at all? By no means. We uphold all of our Elohim's appointed times just the best we can with what we know. If we do not practice what we can practice, we will most likely be sifted right back into Babylon, right where we came from. I, for one, do not want to go back where I came from. All right, let's go to Exodus 12:1-20. Again, that's Exodus 12:1-20. And let's take a look at the events. We'll break here and there and comment while reading. And Yahovah spake to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, This month shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. Speak unto the congregation of Israel, saying, In the 10th day of this month they shall take to them every man a lamb according to the house of their fathers, a lamb for an house. Well, so far we can see that they were to take a lamb on the 10th day of the month into their homes. I want to make a note here. Yeshua came into Jerusalem on the 10th day as well. Okay, let's continue reading in verse 4. And if the household be too little for the lamb, let him and his neighbor next unto his house take it according to the number of souls. Every man according to his eating shall make your count for the lamb. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. Ye shall take it from the sheep or from the goats, and ye shall keep it up until the 14th day of the same month. And the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening. All right, here we can see that the lamb is kept with them until the 14th day of the first month. When does the 14th day of the month start? It starts at dusk, which is after sunset on the 13th. There is only one dusk in each day, and that is when the day begins, right after the sun sets. Let's continue with verse 7. And they shall take of the blood and strike it on the 2 side posts and on the upper door posts of the house, wherein they shall eat it. Again, clearly, this is to be done on the 14th, which is after sunset on the 13th. If they did this after sunset between the 14th and the 15th, they would clearly be late. Well, let's continue to verse 8. And they shall eat the flesh in that night, roast with fire and unleavened bread, and with bitter herbs they shall eat it. Here I'd like to point a couple of things out. First, they were to eat the flesh roasted with fire that same evening after the sun sets between the 13th and the 14th. just after they placed the blood on the doorposts and inlets to their houses. They would roast it on the fire. Second, the second half of this passage is what the title of this study is based on. So let's read the second half of Exodus 12:8. And unleavened bread with bitter herbs they shall eat. Remember, in the open of this study, we talked about the word herbs. Well, the word herbs is an inserted word, which does not even show up in the Hebrew, nor does it show up in the Septuagint. Yes, you'll see it written in your English translated Bibles and Septuagint, but once you research it, you will find that it's not there. Go ahead and look for yourself. There is no Strong's number for the word herbs in Exodus 12:8 and Numbers 9:11, because that word does not exist in those two passages. It is inserted by man yet again, and thereby confusing the masses of people that read it in the English language, and probably many other translations as well. Let's again visit Exodus 12:8 to see how it should read or be worded. First, let's go ahead and read this from the Revised Name King James Version. And they shall eat the flesh in the night, roasted with fire and unleavened bread, and with bitter herbs they shall eat it. That's again Exodus 12:8. This passage should read like this. And they shall eat the flesh in the night, roasted with fire, and unleavened bread of bitterness they shall eat it. Again, thanks to Torah family, we now know this as well. This statement goes hand in hand, by the way, with Deuteronomy 16:13. That's Deuteronomy 16:13, which states, Thou shalt eat no leavened bread with it. 7 days shalt thou eat unleavened bread, therewith even the bread of affliction. For thou camest forth out of the land of Egypt in haste, that thou mayest remember the day when thou camest forth out of the land of Egypt all the days of thy life. Did you hear that? You see where it says the bread of affliction back in Deuteronomy 16:3. I think it lines up really well with how Exodus 12:8 and Numbers 9 should read. All right, that is where we stand on this issue at the moment. It makes me wonder just how many other places in the scriptures have been corrupted by man that we don't know about. Well, let's continue with Exodus 12 verse 9. That's Exodus 12 verse 9. Eat not with it raw or sodden at all with water, but roast with fire its head with its legs and with the inward thereof. And ye shall let nothing of it remain until morning, but that which remaineth of it until morning ye shall burn with fire. In verse 10, we see that anything remaining in the morning was to be burned with fire, and no bones were to be broken. This is why you will find Yeshua also had no broken bones, in which was customary to do as it was done to the other two men that were crucified on their crosses next to Yeshua. However, since Yeshua was already dead, they did not break his legs, thereby fulfilling prophecy as written in Psalm 34:20. That's Psalm 34, verse 20. He keepeth all his bones, not one of them is broken. Let's continue with Exodus 12:11. And thus shall you eat it, your loins girded, and your sandals on your feet, and your staves in your hands, and you shall eat it in haste. It is a Passover to Yahovah, and I will go throughout the land of Egypt in the night, and will strike every firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and on all the gods of Egypt I will execute vengeance. I am Yahovah, and the blood shall be for a sign to you on the houses in which you are. And I will see the blood and will protect you. And there shall not be on you the plague of destruction when I strike it in the land of Egypt. This is not a night whereby anyone should be caught outside, or their very life would be in danger. As in this last passage, Yehovah is only going to spare those that remain indoors and have the blood on their houses, as indicated in Exodus 12:7. Let's continue with Exodus 12:14. And this day shall be to you a memorial, and you shall keep it a feast to Yehovah through all your generations. You shall keep it a feast for a perpetual ordinance. It is very clear to see in verse 14 that this event of Passover was to be memorialized as a perpetual ordinance forever. Even though it is not possible to properly keep this law because Yehovah is not here to choose the location per Deuteronomy 16:16. We are to memorialize the event by practicing it the best we can until our Messiah comes back and reinstates this law per Ezekiel 14:16, Revelation 20:4-6, Ezekiel 40:39, and Ezekiel 45:15. Let's back up to take a look at Ezekiel 40:39 to confirm this fact before we continue with Exodus 12:15. That's Ezekiel 40:39. And in the porch of the gate were two tables on this side and two tables on that side to slay thereon the burnt offering and the sin offering and the trespass offering. That's Ezekiel 40:39. Here we can see in Ezekiel, it is confirmation concerning the burnt offerings, continuing after the return of our Messiah in the thousand-year millennium. It would do us well to continue to practice keeping the Torah and the laws that we can keep so that we will know what will happen at the return of our Messiah. All right, back to Exodus 12:15. That's Exodus 12:15. 7 days you shall eat unleavened bread, and from the first day you shall utterly remove leaven from your houses. Whoever shall eat leaven, that soul shall be utterly destroyed from Israel. From the first day until the seventh day, and the first day shall be called holy, and the seventh day shall be a holy convocation to you. You shall do no servile work on them, only as many things as will necessarily be done by every soul. This only shall be done by you. Here we see the first day of unleavened bread is a holy convocation, as is the seventh. Let's continue on with verse 17. That's Exodus 17. And you shall keep this commandment, for on this day I will bring out your force out of the land of Egypt, and you shall make this day a perpetual ordinance for you throughout your generations. Beginning the 14th day of the first month, you shall eat unleavened bread from evening till the 21st day of the month till evening. This passage also tells us that we are to eat unleavened bread also on the 14th, not just the Feast of Unleavened Bread, but Passover as well. Let's continue with Exodus 12:19-20. 7 days leaven shall not be found in your houses. Whoever shall eat anything leavened, that soul shall be cut off from the congregation of Israel, both among the occupiers of the land and the original inhabitants. You shall eat nothing leavened, but in every habitation of yours you shall eat unleavened bread. Finally, this last passage tells us we are not to have any leaven in our homes. In fact, Deuteronomy 16:4 gives us even more detail. Let's take a look at Deuteronomy 16, verse 4. Leaven shall not be seen with you in all your borders for 7 days, and there shall not be left of the flesh, which you shall sacrifice at even on the first day until the morning. Deuteronomy 16, verse 4. Again, I need to preface all of this with the fact that since our Father Yahovah Elohim and Yeshua our Messiah, our High Priest, is not here at present, there is no way to perfectly keep this statute other than to memorialize it as it is commanded in Exodus 12:14, as a statute forever. We do all that we can and long for the day when Yeshua our Messiah and Yahovah our Elohim return, as long as we continue to study to be approved and keep the commands of Yahovah, His statutes, His laws, His appointed times, and His feast days as best we can, and not because we have to, but because we truly desire to do so. And as long as we endure to the end, the same will be saved. All right, this may seem kind of short, but that is all I have for the moment. And just as Yeshua told us in Matthew 7:7-8, ask, and it shall be given to you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it shall be opened. And until we meet again, Shabbat Shalom, brothers and sisters. We will see you at fellowship.
Hey folks, don't forget, today at 2:30 Eastern Standard Time, we have a Shabbat Fellowship, and we'd love for you to join us. All you have to do is go to KMSR1700AM.com and click on the Shabbat Study page. There'll be a Skype Fellowship link at the top of the page above the radio button. That's all you got to do. So, we look forward to seeing you today for Shabbat Fellowship at 2:30 Eastern Standard Time. And don't forget, coming up this Monday night, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, we're going to have another teaching on Ask,
Seek,
and Knock.
Shabbat Shalom, everyone.
Now the world appears to be moving along. For what is right is made to seem wrong in the delusion. In the delusion. Darkness of time is just another way. Oh, another day. Setting up. Yeshua said, when these last days, no one lead you astray. It's just another way. It's just another day in the delusion. Now the world moving along, for what is right is made to seem wrong in the delusion, in the delusion. Many will be led astray, and they will have lost their way in the delusion, in the delusion.